AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Repercussions of the big East Coast snowstorm linger on this first day of the work week. As airlines try to get back on track, schools look to reopen and transit systems restart. But Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says federal and local governments are keeping workers home today.
With us telling our workers not to come in on those days, we think that we have a manageable situation in getting to clearing those streets.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio encouraged people to leave their plowed-in cars all week after a one-day record of 26.6 inches of snow fell in Central Park. At least 30 deaths are blamed on the weather. Washington's chief medical examiner, Dr. Roger Mitchell, says one storm-related death points to the need for caution outdoors.
Unfortunately, a 82-year-old man had a cardiac arrest while shoveling out in front of his home. So again, the message is surrounding shoveling to take breaks, to make sure that you hydrate.
Although airports are reopening, flying is still messy after nearly 12,000 weekend flights were canceled. NFL title games played Sunday determine the teams that will play in Super Bowl 50. The Denver Broncos eliminated last year's champs, New England, 2018. Carolina beat Arizona 49-15. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton says it's great to win the NFC championship, but it's just a step toward the ultimate goal of winning the Super Bowl.
We came out and had a pretty successful game, but I know it's a lot of people. Like I say, that feels just like me. We're not done yet.
It won't only be the tickets that are pricey for the February game. Housing costs are high in the San Francisco Bay Area. Because of that, many residents are looking to rent their homes at supersized prices. This is AP Radio News. An Associated Press investigation has found that as tens of thousands of children were fleeing violence in Central America, overwhelmed officials in the United States weakened child protection policies. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman directed a Senate Investigations Committee to look into how the Department of Health and Human Services is failing to protect migrant children.
Classic human trafficking type of conditions, really horrible, but it's broadened now. We're looking at whether there is a systemic failure.
A 17-minute video released by the Islamic State group purports to show the extent of the planning that went into the multiple attacks in Paris in November. The propaganda video claims to show those militants committing atrocities in Islamic State-controlled territory while plotting the slaughter in the French capital. On a lighter note, despite snow closings that shut down many movie theaters, The Revenant managed to earn another $16 million and regain the top spot at the box office. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.